The Institute of National Remembrance carries out its research, educational, commemorative and archival mission both at home and abroad. And part of it is a decommunization of the public space. We cannot accept communist symbols in our public space. According to the unanimously accepted 2016 Legal Act that prohibits the propagation of communism, we remove totalitarian remnants from our public space. The IBM president on decommunization. It is therefore clearer than ever that the removal of names and symbols promoting communism is of utmost importance. Although the Soviet Union collapsed 30 years ago and its crimes have been thoroughly examined, there are many places in the world where we can still find monuments commemorating the Red Army and streets or squares named after Soviet dignitaries. I hereby appeal to the authorities of all countries, especially those of the former communist bloc, to erase from the public space all names and symbols referring to people, organizations, events or dates from the communist era. It is high time we took action. The Institute of National Remembrance offers its assistance as to the verification of the names of streets and squares referring to the communist legacy and terminology. I would like to appeal to all of you that we commemorate our real heroes of freedom. Let us emphasize that there can be absolutely no consent for any forms of commemorating the totalitarian communist regime and people serving it. We encourage other countries to rid public space of Soviet monuments. Poland respects Soviet graves. War cemeteries, including those of Red Army soldiers, are under the protection of the Polish state. And regardless of the nationality and religion of the people buried in them, as well as the formations to which these people belonged, they are cherished and given due respect. Poland removes monuments and other relics of communism from public space. In the year 2022, there were over 60 Soviet monuments in Poland. Almost 40 have been dismantled since then.